the killer took back the cash and cleaned off MacDonald's desk of all papers, throwing them to the floor carelessly, picking up a thick black marker to write an angry message in bold, fiery block letters upon the desktop. Chapter 1.
Follow!
I heard the harsh voice of Captain Wallace bark from his corner office.
Hello, Grant! Get in here now!
I looked up from my desk in the squad room and straight into the face of the man sitting directly opposite me. That man was Detective Charlie Grant, a guy I hated almost as much as he hated me. Most detective partners had desks in the squad room placed flush front to front, facing each other, so each detective would always be able to see the mug of their closest cop buddy when he looked up from his desk. Until recently, that had been my longtime partner, Don Evans. He was a great guy who had just retired, so I was now flying solo. Charlie Grant's partner, Ed Morgan, had recently died from a massive and sudden heart attack, so Grant and I were both flying solo now. We both knew that couldn't last. Yesterday, Captain Wallace moved Grant across from me into Don's old desk. I took that as an omen of things to come. A bad omen. Charlie Grant looked up at me, shook his head.
The old man's on a tear. We better get in there fast.
I shrugged. I didn't care about the old man or his problems. I had my own problems to worry about. My wife, Beth, had recently left me for a swanky doctor across town. She'd cleaned out our bank account, and she'd even taken some of the best pieces of Depression glass that we'd collected over the years. Some of that stuff was now worth a good bit of cash. She'd taken the quality items and had left me with a quantity of second-rate stuff. I was lucky to have that left. I didn't know which was worse. Losing the wife, who had become a marginal friend and a less-than-marginal lover over the last few years anyway, or losing all that valuable collectible glassware. Being a collector myself, I figured it was a toss-up.
I'll take my time if you don't mind, I told the guy across from me. I didn't even want to think of him as my partner yet.
So far he wasn't, and I hope that would last for a while longer.
We're not dogs that jump to our master's voice.
Hollow! Grant, get the hell in here now!
The old man barked out again. It was loud and full of menace. Grant and I jumped then, right out of our seats and hurried into the captain's small glass-enclosed office at the back of the squad room. Grant closed the door behind him softly. Captain Tyler Wallace was an ornery old coot at the best of times, who was a charter member of the KMA Club, kiss my ass, he being a few years past the retirement age where he was on schedule to get a good pension. He didn't give a damn about much and didn't care who knew it. He was seated behind his desk, which he used like a battleship to bully, intimidate, and scare the hell out of rookies, and even some old coppers. This morning his face was twisted with concern and worry.
Don't sit down, gentlemen. You won't be here that long.
I looked at Grant and then back to the captain, hoping and praying that he wasn't going to do what I thought he might do. That is, team Grant and I up on a case.
Grant, Hollow, I'm going to team you up on this case, Wallace said slowly, allowing his words to sink in. My heart sank.
I hated Grant and he hated me. We had our reasons.
Grant, you're my best detective. And Hollow, you... I hear you collect a lot of old crap, like antiques and stuff. Glass and other junk like old books. Well, don't you?
A little, I ventured carefully. The way Captain Wallace described me, it sounded like I was the local junk man. But I only collected Depression glassware, and not much of that. Only select pieces and at select prices that I could afford. But I was a collector and I did understand the mentality, so maybe he was right, in his own twisted, oversimplified way of thinking, to pick me for a case that involved collectors.
Great, that's just what I need. Someone who understands these freaks that collect all this old crap, books in this case,
he said, shaking his head, like it was a mystery why anyone would want to collect books of all things, much less read them.
I'm not a book collector, Captain.
I corrected him, just to set the record straight.
I don't know books at all. You'll learn,